This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will strengthen the economy of the entire region. Mr. Modi was speaking at Ranchi in Jharkhand after laying the foundation stone and dedicating to the nation various railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees through video conferencing. He also flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains. Earlier, the Prime Minister was scheduled to flag off the trains from Tata Nagar in Jamshedpur, but his helicopter couldn't take off due to inclement weather conditions, so he had to launch the projects from Ranchi. Addressing the gathering virtually, Prime Minister Modi said the new Vande Bharat trains will boost tourism in the region and also encourage the industrial development of Tata Nagar, thereby creating new employment opportunities for the youth. The Prime Minister also released the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, PMAYG, to thousands of beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees were digitally transferred to the bank accounts of beneficiaries. Besides, the Prime Minister also distributed sanction letters to 32,000 beneficiaries of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen. Later, addressing a public meeting at Gopal Maidan in Jamshedpur, the Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said Bangladeshi and Rohingya infiltrators pose a significant threat to the state by altering the demographic landscape of Santhal Parganas and Kolhan regions. Mr. Modi termed the JMM, RJD and the Congress as the biggest enemies of Jharkhand, asserting that these parties are power-hungry and indulging in vote bank and appeasement politics. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today appealed to the students to explore the opportunities available in the field of technology and not merely seek government jobs. The Vice President was addressing a function after inaugurating the Digital Tower at Ramdeo Baba University in Nagpur today. He said infrastructure like the Digital Tower is the gateway to such opportunities. The 12-storied Digital Tower consists of digital classrooms equipped with modern technology for catering to the needs of computer science and engineering students. Early in the day, Vice President Dhankar inaugurated Constitution Temples at the 434 Industrial Training Institutes across Maharashtra through video conferencing at an event in Mumbai. In West Bengal, former principal of R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital Sandeep Ghosh and former officer in charge of Tala Police Station Abhijit Mondol were sent to 3 days CBI custody. They were produced before the Shalda court today. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, last night arrested both the accused in the case related to the rape and murder of a trainee doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College in Kolkata. There were allegations against them of tampering with evidences and delay in filing the FIR in the incident. The death toll in the building collapse at Meerut in Uttar Pradesh has risen to 10. The three-story building collapsed in Zakir Colony last evening. The rescue operation was completed this morning and the debris has been cleared. 5 people have been evacuated. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall and moderate flash flood risk over Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand today. The weather agency predicted very heavy rainfall for Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. Additionally, parts of Bihar, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sikkim and Assam may experience heavy rainfall during the day. The IMD forecast is light to moderate rain with thunderstorms for Delhi, NCR. Torrential rain caused by Storm Boris continues to wreak havoc across central and eastern Europe. Rivers were overflowing from Poland to Romania. Some parts of the Czech Republic and Poland are facing the worst flooding in almost 3 decades. Thiru Onam, the most auspicious day of the Onam festival, is being celebrated today. The 10-day-long festival is celebrated from Attam to Thiru Onam. It is one of the biggest cultural festivals in Kerala. The festival marks the homecoming of the legendary ruler, King Mahabali, and brings together communities across the landscape in unified revelry. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. And in badminton, India's rising star Anmol Karb secured a first senior international title by winning the women's singles event at the Belgian International 2024 in Leuven. In a remarkable display of skill and determination, the 17-year-old overcame Denmark's Amalie Schultz 24-22, 12-21 and 21-10 in the finals. And that's the end of this news bulletin.